Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Good morning and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the NFL draft class for the Jacksonville Jaguars is our expert host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the Jaguars today, back-to-back years with that number one overall selection. And, man, they've got a ton of young talent on this team right now. They've spent a lot of money in free agency bringing guys over. So we'll see how they can do something coming here. Can't wait to talk more about the brand new Jaguars you see on the screen here.
Yeah, absolutely. And for everybody watching from home or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us every week. Thank you for telling your friends and family about our show via word of mouth. And thank you for just being here with us as we do these amazing shows over and over and just loving everything that you do and tell us all of your feedback. So and the one other thing we want to say is thank you for all the comments that you leave us over on YouTube. You leave some amazing, thoughtful comments. And sometimes we use some of those comments to decide some of our programming so that we can bring you the most up-to-date information that you want to hear about. So thank you again for that. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, please tell us about the Jacksonville Jaguars, their NFL draft class, and how we did.
Well, like we said, number one overall draft pick. They had every opportunity in the world to pick whoever they wanted, and they decided to go with the national champions with Trevon Walker, the defensive end. Round one, pick number one overall. So once again, congrats to him for the number one overall selection. And like I said, a good player, edge rusher here, could be a impact player for a long time for the Jaguars, what they're hoping for. Great physical tools, amazing quickness, and like I said, what more can you say? Number one overall, man, they got a lot of hype on him, and they're expecting him to do big things. It's definitely going to be a nice shot in the arm for this defense because they need a little bit of help. So here we go. Like I said, great pick overall. Congrats to him. Then we got to wait a little bit. After him, we got to wait just a good bit here. Round one, pick 27 overall. We're going to go with a linebacker here helping out that defense. With Devin Lloyd, the University of Utah. Great pick here. We talked a lot about Devin on the show. They traded up to get him, so that lets you know how much they think of this young man and what they expect him to do. Like I said, he's got tremendous speed, burst, tackling ability, super versatile, and a top-tier pass rusher in college, now hoping to translate in the NFL. So, I mean, so far, man, you got two great defensive players off the board. We'll see what they can do. Then we go to round three, pick 65 overall. They're going to help out the O-line with the Kentucky product, Luke Fortner. Like I said, a little bit of a head-scratcher here. Some people might have thought that maybe Fortner was a little bit of a later round pick, but they have lost a few guys in free agency with the O-line, so they're hoping to replace them. Fortner's got tremendous football IQ, can be a player that can put in some good work on the line at the guard position. So, like I said, I wasn't too sure about the selection, but hey, it is what it is, and we'll see how Luke can do for these Jaguars. He goes from a Wildcat to a Jaguar, so keeping the theme here of animals. Then we go round three, pick 70 overall out of Wyoming. Chad Mumma, the linebacker, pick 70 overall. A little bit of a shock here. I wasn't expecting Chad to maybe drop this low. A good pick here at 70. He was projected to be a second round pick, so he dropped a little bit. But like I said, we'll see how he can do, how he can fit in there, With the stacked defense now for the Jaguars, they got a ton of guys, brand new guys here. So they got to see where they can slide Chad in at. But overall, like I said, not a bad pick. Then we're going to move on. Round five, pick 154 overall. We're going to add some depth to the running back position with Snoop Connor, the running back from Ole Miss University. Like I said, they got some guys. They had, they got James Robinson. They got Travis Etienne, who they drafted last year in the first round. So now they're going to have Connor here to be that third back, maybe a third down back, and give you some work here. So he is a solid player. And we'll see how they can get him in some packages. But it's just, like I said, you're going to be the third overall, running back in that room. So not going to get a ton of snaps, I wouldn't think. But you can definitely find somewhere to put in Mr. Connor. Then we're going to go round six, pick 197. Gregory Jr., the cornerback, pick 197. Overall, out of a school that I had never heard of before this young man was drafted, Jeremiah, out of Ochita Baptist University. So congrats to them. I'm not sure if any big prospects who came out of there. If so, please let us know in the comments. I would love to hear it. But hey, shout out to Gregory Jr. from this Baptist University, late round pick here. D2 prospect, like we said. And caught the eyes of a lot of scouts in his senior bowls, in his scouting, and a lot of teams asked to visit him. There was reports that the Vikings, the Chiefs, and of course the Patriots went to go pay this young man a visit and get a better look at him. So he's got good fluidity, good striking ability as well, and he's pretty good in man coverage in this upcoming season. So we'll see how he can do. He could beat out a few players. Like I said, he seems like he's got some good ability. So a good pick here at a late-round pick for the Jaguars. We'll see what this young man can do. I'm excited. And then finally, the last selection they have, round seven, pick 222 overall, another cornerback, Monterick Brown from Arkansas University with the Razorbacks. Back-to-back cornerback selections. They got the All-Southeast Conference player with Brown, had the third lowest passing rating in man coverage last year, so he's a Hawk there. Battle tested, was in the SEC. We already knew who they all played: Alabama, LSU, Georgia, etc., etc. Like I said, not the best speed though, but he is one of the top technical guys in the later rounds they could have went with. So, like I said, I think he'll be able to stick around for a little bit. We'll see how him, as well as Junior, can do with these brand new corners they get. But if I had to go and give a final grade to this Jacksonville Jaguars draft class, I will go with a B average. Like I said, I love the Walker and the Lloyd picks. I think those two are tremendous. But I'm not too sure about the rest of the draft. Like I say, we'll see how Fortner, Chad Mama, Connor, and then how the quarterbacks of Junior and Brown can do. But I like the first two selections. And then for me personally, I feel like it just kind of dipped a little bit. They could have went with some other selections potentially. But it is what it is. But still, B average, not too bad. And if you're the Jaguars this upcoming season, Jeremiah, just a word to the wise, let's not pick number one overall next year, right? Let's get this out the woodworks. Let's get you out there. You got back-to-backs. You got Trevor Lawrence last year. You got Etienne in the first round last year. Now you go with Walker and Lloyd, help out your defense. They paid a bunch of money to a lot of guys this offseason. So they are hoping to get out that rut, to move up in their division, get some wins, and not pick number one overall next year. I think they can do it personally. They got a good team around them. And we'll see how the Jaguars can do this upcoming 2022 season. Like I said, not the best draft class, not the worst. Right in the middle with a B is my final grade. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
That's right in there, right in the middle. I'll take it. Right in the middle. You know, we got Jacksonville like that too. You know, they do need some people. So I'm glad that they got some great people. You're talking about these college kids who've been working their butts off. They did get their chance and they are making it in there. So congrats to all the players who made it all the way through the draft, got drafted, and now are preparing to enter the NFL. So congrats to all of those young men who have been fighting for this for four plus years a lot of times. And thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers. That was a great breakdown. Well, if you are watching our broadcast or you're listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. And if you are not listening to our podcast, then come and join us. Our podcast airs every single day. We have new episodes practically every day. You can listen on Spotify. You can listen on Apple Podcasts. Then you can listen on Amazon, Overcast, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, or anywhere that you listen to podcasts. I'm pretty sure we're going to be there for you. And so just look for 100 yards of football. You'll see our 50-yard line football right there. We are brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network every single week. So thank you all so much to the Believe Podcast Network for having faith in us, for having over 900 episodes of our podcast now, which is amazing. And thank you to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible breakdown of the Jacksonville Jaguars NFL draft class. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and stay with us because we'll be back with another live episode very soon. So we'll see you then.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.